But yeah, no, to be honest, you say it came out of nowhere, and it sort of did, didn't it? I was looking around on Twitter yesterday. There was a lot of excitement around my timeline, and as you say, the Twitter spaces and YouTubes and all that was happening, but I couldn't really trace definitively where the initial report was coming from. It seems to be an account with the handle at Qatari, who seems to be...
He was live in the World Cup, by the right. way, and not necessarily in a good way.
Right. I mean, I've no idea who this guy is, but it seems he's the one who was, you know, produced the original report, shall we say. I was actually looking on, you know, the Gulf Times and you know, all the kind of Arabic news websites last night and couldn't find anything that was linking Liverpool with a Qatar takeover. So I'm just wondering whether it's something that a certain section of social media, shall we say, are desperate for, and given Liverpool's results and the lack of spending in the transfer market over last summer and you know, January gap aside, whether people just want it to be true, perhaps more than what is actually there. Speaking to a couple of people last night when it was all happening, and you know, kind of second-hand information and whatever else, and it just seems to be that there's not a lot in this, shall we say, and I know a lot of people might be a little bit annoyed that, you know, I'm only shooting it down or whatever else, but I just couldn't see where it was coming from, and I couldn't see it being this advanced, and I couldn't see how would it get this far without some kind of pushback from, say, you know, the LFC Supporters Board, or issues raised around certain elements of Qatar's human rights or whatever else it might be. I just couldn't see it getting this far, you know, to the point where they were saying with absolute confidence that it is a done deal without any of these issues coming to light, to be perfectly honest.